4 reviews, 2 minutes each, what to watch, hear, see and do. Wayne, hello, how are you?
I'm good, Willie. How are you going?
I'm well, thank you. The world is opening up a little bit. Have you gone dancing yet this week?
Not dancing, but I think it's just really great that Australia has done so well and that things are better. And even I got an email from the Belvoir Theatre. They're allowing increased 75% capacity.
Oh, amazing.
So it's really encouraging. And I think we all should be proud of the fact that we've done really well in this country to get us back to somewhat of a normal.
Absolutely. I agree with you on all of that.
Yeah.
And this is your second last show for the year. We're going to have the top 10 next week. But what have you got for us this week?
Okay. Well, first off is a film that will actually feature in my top 10. It's it'll be one of my films of the year. It's called Sound of Metal. This was just released last week on Prime Video. It's actually having a very short release too at the Randwick Ritz if you want to see it at the big screen, or you can watch it at home. This is about a drummer called Reuben Stone. In America, he's a drummer in a hardcore duo, and he loses his hearing, which obviously is devastating for him. He goes to a doctor. They said you can get implants, but it's incredibly expensive. And eventually his partner in the band and his life partner, Lou, takes him to a community farm somewhere in rural America that's like a deaf community. So it basically gives him the chance to look, you know, until you might be able to get implants, we can learn your sign language and learn, to live with being deaf. And this is just such a beautiful, beautiful film. So much empathy and compassion.
It feels like a true story. Is it a true story?
No, it's definitely not a true story, but it feels that way.
And
most of the film takes place in this rural community and where he learns the sign language. And it's just so beautiful and so tender and wonderful. Riz Ahmed, the really outstanding British actor, plays Reuben. And this is a role of a lifetime. And I hope he gets nominated for all the awards. He actually learnt drumming for 6 months.
Oh, amazing.
And he also learnt to do sign language. So he took it all in, and it's so authentic and wonderful. And as I said, and also because of the deafness of this in scenes, it's quite an oral masterpiece. So you see a lot of scenes where you get the feeling of how he's hearing the world and how, you know, the sound is turned down. And it really just dives deep into that world. And it's, a beautiful, beautiful film.
Oh, wow. Sounds very impactful. I can imagine if you're sitting in a cinema and all of a sudden the sound is being quite muffled, that would almost give you goosebumps, right?
Oh, definitely, definitely. And I was tossing up last week whether to travel out to Randwick to see it, but I ended up watching it at home. But I think in a cinema with full sound, it would even be a bigger impact.
Wow. Okay, so Sound of Metal, and it's on Prime.
On Prime Video, yeah.
Prime Video.
Got released worldwide last week.
Okay. Awesome. Thank you. Number two.
Number two is a show that I think maybe your listeners might have heard of. It's the show that I think a lot of people are talking about, The Queen's Gambit on Netflix.
Oh, yes. I'm for once in my life, I'm up with you, Wayne.
Okay, that's all right. Well, apparently this is Netflix's most watched limited series, and I can see why. We just finished it last week. 7 episodes, all on Netflix. It's Anya Taylor-Joy, who was wonderful, plays Beth Harmon, who's a child chess prodigy in 1950s Kentucky. She was actually orphaned at a young age and goes to an orphanage where she learns the game. Eventually, she gets adopted, and she's just a genius at chess and a meteoric rise to become a champion. And the series also takes us to exotic locations like Mexico City, Paris, Moscow for various chess tournaments. And the thing I love about this is it's just the way the drama is built. It's the way it's shot, the way it's written, and makes every sort of chess tournament really exciting. And I think also there's such a huge personal backstory with her and her late mother and her adopted mother. And she also develops issues with drug addiction and alcohol.
It's such a fascinating series because I have to admit, I went into it and I didn't love it, but I couldn't stop watching it.
Yeah, yeah.
So
I had both. I loved it and couldn't stop watching it. And,
I think it's just
it shows if you have really great writing, it just helps. And the way it's not just the dialogue, but the way they build the scene, the way they shoot the scenes.
And she was mesmerizing to watch.
She was,
right?
yeah. She's so mesmerizing. Extremely good. Yeah,
sorry, you go.
I was going to say, the other interesting thing, it's mainly set in Kentucky and various parts of Europe, but most of the film was shot in Berlin, even all the...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so most of the scenes that you see in a hometown are actually in Toronto.
Okay.
And a lot of the high schools and all the big chess tournaments are shot in Berlin,
yeah,
even
wow.
the Paris one. So
even the Paris scenes. Oh, cool. Yeah. That's really cool. Yeah. I saw a thing, I don't know, it was either on Instagram or Facebook or one of those things going, the Queen's Gambit effect, and it was like searches in Google for how to play chess had gone up.
Yeah.
Like chess board sales had like gone crazy.
Yeah. Which is really great, and you don't have to, you know, it's one of those things people say about, you know, a film like this or a series, you don't have to know anything about chess. It's like it's about the drama of it.
Yes.
And sometimes it doesn't linger on the game. Some games are sort of shown in full, and some are just like snippets of it, and it's all done in the face, and she's mesmerizing, Anya Taylor-Joy. She's so good in the role.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Netflix, The Queen's Gambit. Number three, what have you got?
Number three is a beautiful album I've been listening to a lot lately. It's called Point the Flashlight and Walk. This is by an artist known as Told Slant. His real name is Felix Walworth. But records under Told Slant. This is the third album under that name. It's 12 songs. It's a really great blend of melancholy lyrics and really great pop sensibility. Some ways it reminds me a little bit of Perfume Genius. And they're really a lot of songs of loneliness and relationship. But what I love is it gives you that sort of melancholy, sort of depressing sort of lyrics, but the music is quite uplifting. So I quite like that because they're songs that you can really are so catchy, but then if you want to dive deeper into the lyrics, you get that more impactful, emotional.
This is what this is about.
Yeah. Yeah, and the whole thing was arranged, performed, and all recorded by Felix.
Oh, wow.
All done by himself. So Told Slant, I hadn't really heard of him until, you know, recently, but this album caught my attention. And if you love that sort of, I guess, slightly off-center pop with some really great depth to the songwriting, then I really, really recommend Told Slant.
This is the album for you, Point the Flashlight and Walk.
Yes, Point the Flashlight and Walk.
Awesome. Okay, and then number four.
Number four is Talking Heads, and I'm not talking about the band, I'm talking about a BBC drama. This is done by the great playwright Alan Bennett, very famous British playwright. He's still alive. He's 87. In 1988 and 98, he made two series, which are basically made for the stage, but they were filmed for BBC TV. And there's monologues from various actors. The original series had people like Maggie Smith and Julie Walters in it. And now for 2020, he's updated these for the current age. Well, not update them, but redid them, I guess. 10 episodes, and he's written two new ones. So there's 12 episodes in all, about half an hour each. And because of COVID, there's very minimal crew. So the actors involved were actually asked to do their makeup and everything, and they just had a very minimal crew to shoot them on location. And there's some really great talent in this series. Imelda Staunton, Harriet Walker, Jodie Comer, Martin Freeman, Leslie Manville. It's very, very dark. The tales are very about loneliness and unhappiness. And it requires a lot of concentration because I guess if you've got a monologue of someone speaking for about half an hour with barely any breaks, you've really got to concentrate on the words. But the payoff is really great. So if you're a fan of, I guess, British drama that's sort of stage-related, and this is all on Foxtel. It's a BBC production.
Foxtel. Okay,
so you can get it on Foxtel, Talking Heads.
Talking Heads.
Not light viewing, but very, very impactful.
Sounds worthwhile viewing, it sounds
Yes, but not for a light little viewing, but just settle in and watch great actors with great words.
Yeah. Wayne, as always, thank you so much. We look forward to the top 10 of 2020 next week.
I'll get working on it.
Hey, have a great week.
You too. Bye.
Bye.